Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Moving Technologies, with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. Welcome, Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Roofing Technologies, coming to you live from the Allo Communications Studios. This is going to be a fun show today. Cannot wait to get to it. Bruce is out today. One more day for him to make the kids in Northern Colorado's dreams come true and get taught by one of the greatest coaches in the history of the state of high school basketball here in Colorado. So Bruce will be back tomorrow. Tomorrow we've got a couple of basketball coaches, too, that'll jump on. Jeff Brubaker, the Pooter and Palace head coach, and also Loveland basketball coach Chris Gebhardt is going to jump in with us. See if we can spit that out. Thank you to Advanced Roofing Technologies. That's Brad Evans, his great staff, 30 years now in Northern Colorado. They've got that program called Roof Rescue, where they donate complete roofs and roof repairs to individuals that need help, as well as to nonprofit organizations. So Habitat for Humanity is one of those for sure. It is our good friends at Advanced Roofing Technologies calling today, 970-663-0203. All right, on the program today, we get to jump in. I'm excited for this. Here in about 9 minutes or so, we're going to get the new voice of UNC Bears football. Blake Olson's going to jump on the phone with us. If you're anybody in Denver media, or for that rate, Colorado media, you know Blake Olson. He's a beloved guy, just a tremendous human being, too, and does a great job. He was with Altitude TV for a bunch of years, Nuggets studio host and sideline reporter. So he's got all that going. And then he had a business where his company was doing high school football and basketball down in Denver. So we'll talk to Blake Olson coming up. What's that going to look like, and got his decision to throw his hat in the ring and come up. Still Jerry Schimmel. I love Jerry. I think he's the best announcer we've had in this state. Love Kaz, too. Jason Kosmiski, too. But Jerry's my guy. And Jerry's going to hang on and be the basketball voice still for UNC. So we're so happy for that. Jerry, of course, is the one of the play-by-play announcers for the Colorado Rockies. So, boy, those guys working a ton. But Blake Olson jumps on with us here at about 11:15. 11:30, this is one of the things I love to do on this show. Take a high school student-athlete who was a stud, all sorts of contributions to their school when they were at high school, and then they went on to the next level to do something else. Well, how about this? You guys know our morning show, Good Morning NOCO. Brian Gary, Tanner Schwinn in the morning, folks. Brian, who was 30 years at K99 as the morning show host over there with Todd Harding. And Brian's a country music Hall of Famer. I mean, he's had an unbelievable career, and we're so lucky to have him on our morning show now with Tanner. And his son, Nick Flaw, who was just, I mean, you talk about multi-sport athletes who were great in, we talk about Walker Martin, great at everything he does, right? Nick Flaw, same way, football, basketball, baseball. Now he's the golf coach at Holyoke. That's where he met his wife. At Northridge, when he was going to high school, man, he football, basketball, baseball, played with his coach was Jeff Fulton, of course, for football, Mike Houston for baseball. Torrey Hansen was the basketball coach then. Torrey ended up going over to West for a while. But Nick was a stud in everything. Didn't really golf, and we're going to get this straight from the horse's mouth after 11:30, but didn't really golf, I think, until he was a junior in high school, or at least jump in and play on a team. But my guess is, and talking to Brian, I think their dad was one of the guys I think that's where he got going with golf. But we'll talk to Nick all about that, what that looks like, getting to Holyoke and meeting his wife, Kia, out there. They've got Kersey and Nixon Diggs Flaw. God, one of the best names you can ever get. Their kids are sports-minded and doing things that are awesome. So we'll talk to Nick all about his career at Northridge and his trip to Holyoke to be the girls' golf coach out there. So cannot wait for that. Thank you to PWI, Performance and Wellness Institute. That's Ryan Waslowski. Waz, the athletic development specialist out there. Last 5 years out here. PWI is your own customized, individualized, and personalized fitness and performance center located right in the heart of Greeley. Services, trainer bios, and testimonials can be found at PWITraining.com. So go there, and they'll knock it out of the park. You want to get your to the next level. And it's not only athletes they do at PWI. They do old folks like me, too. You just want to get in better athletic condition so that you can get through life better. They're going to get it done. PWI Performance and Wellness Institute, we thank them for their sponsorship here on Preps Radio. All right, did you guys see the Avs celebration? They came home, they did the plane thing. I didn't get all the injuries. They came out with an injury list for the Avs that nobody knew about during the playoffs, and during the Stanley Cup Finals. Valeri Nichushkin's foot is purple. A broken foot. He wasn't the only one with a broken foot that played on it. I just laugh because hockey players, you know what? Hey, we just cut your head off. Oh, sew it back on. Get me in for the next period, and you're there. Baseball players, you have a hangnail. You're out for a month. Nichushkin, who was so huge in the finals, was playing with a purple broken foot. So it's just what hockey players do to get to the ultimate prize in sports. I think the Stanley Cup championship. So. Very, very cool stuff right there. All right, we're going to come back in a moment and get Blake Olson up on the phone, the new voice for UNC Bears football. I want to thank AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, Don Scott, his great staff out there, 40 years making the number one store in the region in Fort Collins. And folks, all they're doing now is taking that same expertise and customer service to Loveland. So got you in Loveland. Dave Martin's your guy there, 667-3006. In Fort Collins, Lance Pickett is your guy, 226-4477. It's all from my good friends at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. Back in a moment with the new voice of UNC Bears football, Blake Olson, right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program, Allen Communications Studio, Clark and the Coach. Coach Bruce Dick is off today. Well, he's doing what we love. He's teaching youngsters the game of basketball. How about that? You get the fourth winningest coach in the history of the state of the game of basketball teaching your kids to play the game. What an awesome deal. So Bruce will be back with us tomorrow, no doubt about it. Right now, I want to thank Gould Parts out in Eaton. They are they're our Napa sponsor, of course. They're our hotline sponsor. They've been with us for over 10 years here on Preps Radio. So thank Alan Gould, his great staff, for all they do. 454-3355. Circle it. Stick it up on the fridge. That's the number to call anytime you need a part, folks. It's Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. Right now, I'm excited for this. We get to our Gould Parts hotline, and the new voice of UNC Bears football veteran broadcaster Blake Olson jumps on with us. Blake, how are you this morning?
Go Bears! Go Bears, Clark!
You said it, man. We're so excited, Blake, that you're joining the party here for UNC football. When this job became available, how quick were you to throw your hat in the ring?
Oh, I don't know. It may have been 13 seconds, maybe. 13 seconds, .10.
Yeah, that's right.
To be Clark, first of all, let me tell you something. You do a great job, and I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you. And right back at you. I met you a couple of times at state championship games. I've been out here 18 years doing this in Northern Colorado. You were one of the most accessible and nicest people I've ever met in the media market. So I just want to thank you for that, because I was a green thumb then. And, man, you kind of opened things up for me and just said, hey, I kind of belong in this spot, and I appreciate you for that.
Well, you're an old veteran now, and you sound great. And this show is extremely valuable to everyone in northern Colorado, and I'm sure southern Wyoming and eastern Colorado. And I love this part of the state. I grew up here. And when you have a radio station and programming like Brady Holt puts together,
sure,
and putting talented people like you on the air to expose these young athletes and the schools and the programs and the coaches, that's what it's all about to me. Honestly, I'm so old now, Clark, that I don't get fired up for pro sports anymore. So college football is kind of my thing, and I love the FCS. And right when this opened, and Jerry's a friend of mine,
sure,
I let him know, man, I want that job, and I let Brady know as soon as possible. And it's been a whirlwind. It's been crazy, but I'm blessed more than anything to take this job and accept this job and be offered it by KFK and Northern Colorado. I just can't say enough. I mean, it means the world to me, because I think this, you know, FCS to me is the most entertaining football in the country. And to have that in our state and be able to go and watch it and experience it live, it's the best thing, you know, in our region as far as I'm concerned. I'm just I'm privileged to be in this position. There is no question about that.
Well, I'm so excited to hear you say that, Blake, because I agree. I think FCS football is fantastic to watch. The more you get involved in it, the more you see that this is just great football. And you're getting in at, I think, the ideal time. Coach Mack in his second year up here coming up. There's nowhere to go for this program, really. I mean, it's a program that, since they came from D2 to D1, has struggled. And, you know, you're fighting to get fans in the seats and all that stuff. Big improvement last year with Jerry behind the mic. Now you join it, of course. Everybody knows who Blake Olsen is in the state of Colorado as far as broadcasters go. So I'm just excited that you're hitting this at the right time, and you can take this excitement to the next level.
Well, you're too kind, but I will say, yes, I'm fired up because Coach Mack, you know, Coach Mack, I'm so old, I think, you know, the Coach Mack I know is over in Boulder.
In Boulder, that's right.
But I've known Coach McCaffrey for a long time. I used to cover him when I was at the Broncos facility every day. I would watch his practices for 2 straight years. And back in those days, you know, they didn't kick the media out unless you were not willing to stay for every snap.
So that's right.
I was one of the few who stayed for 2 straight years where you can actually watch during the regular season Ed McCaffrey and John Elway and all the greats practice every day. So I got to know Ed then and his family and Lisa, obviously, his wife. And I'm fired up about it because I've watched his kids grow up as
sure.
well. I've covered him. And Dylan, I've watched him since eighth grade.
Yep.
So and covered him. So, I mean, it's just exciting to have Coach McCaffrey up here and Max, of course, and Coach Darnell and I go back 23 years. The defensive coordinator, Jimmy Spencer, and I, we've known each other for a long time. One of his classmates in Florida, in Belgrade, Florida, was one of my best friends at Troy University in Alabama. So it's like a homecoming for me. You know, I'm thrilled to be around it. I'm thrilled to watch these guys. A lot of them are local kids that I covered on a weekly basis when we live streamed high school football and basketball games. I think about David Hogan,
sure.
guys like that from Smoky Hill. All these talented athletes coming to Greeley, not only from Colorado, but from around the nation. And I just think Bears fans should be fired up. I think they should mark every Saturday at home, as long as there's a home game, to be out at Nottingham and bring the family. And let's make this one of the great places in the Big Sky Conference, because I love Big Sky Conference football.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. There's no doubt about it. We're talking with the new voice of UNC Bears football, Blake Olsen, veteran broadcaster. I want to go there, man. You were so good with Altitude TV, Denver Nuggets studio host. You're also on the sideline reporting there as well. But I got to ask you, I'm a play-by-play guy. I don't sit well on the other seat. I'm not a guy that can sit and go, okay, I'm going to be the color analyst in this particular game. Mm-hmm. I'm not nearly as comfortable at that. I like to call the action and kind of direct things from the other seat. You as a sideline reporter and a studio analyst earlier, always in the back of your mind, were you going, God, I want to get back in a play-by-play seat?
Yeah, honestly, that's always been my dream. And, you know, I was blessed. I was able to work in TV in two large markets, in Dallas and in Denver, in TV. Prior to Altitude, I worked at an NBC affiliate in Denver, of course, 9 News. Yep. Then I worked at a CBS affiliate in Dallas. And I was, like you said, it was a different role. However, during that time, all I wanted to do was play by play. So, you know, you kind of get directed in one path. And then after I lost my job 6 years ago at Altitude, I said, man, my passion is play by play.
Sure.
So instead of waiting around, I didn't want to leave Colorado. I just said, you know, let's just do it at the high school level, the level that I love, along with college football and basketball. And we just started live streaming high school football and basketball games in the metro area. And I did it with a business partner, a guy who I'd worked with for 30 years ago at Nine News. And, you know, we have the time of our life. And Kansas Credit Union was one of our sponsors, and we, you know, live streamed at a high level 100 high school football and basketball games per year. So I did that kind of to quench my thirst, and then should a play-by-play job open up, I told myself I'm going to be all over it. So that's what happened after Jerry went back to the Rockies.
One of the things I love doing is supporting and following high school athletes out here, but then watching them go to the next level. So I'm just going to be handing off to you and saying, Blake, here you go. Here's the guys I've called for the last 4 years. Now they're coming to UNC to be a Bear, and you get to take them on. And, man, your passion for what you're doing, it just it gets me out of my seat right now. It's so refreshing to hear.
Oh, that's so nice, Clark, and the same goes for me, listening to you and everyone who does this, because,
sure,
you know, at this level, this is where these guys and gals are doing it because they love it,
yep,
and they love the game. I'm about to pick up my son at a basketball camp right now, and Clark, he said the greatest thing I've heard in a decade to me a couple days ago. He said, Dad, these basketball camps are so much better than video games.
You know, yes.
I almost had a heart attack. You know? I mean, it was like Jesus was touching
right,
me on the forehead
right,
and saying, I'm gonna bless you here with this statement. But, you know, I want Greeley to be like Bozeman. I want
yes,
it, you know,
yep,
I want it to have that flavor and that color and excitement and a place for people to go on Saturdays in the fall and just have a blast and watch great college football.
Well, what you paint the picture like you can do, you know, you're going to have people clamoring to listen to your broadcast. I can't wait for it. And I said before, I said, I think you're hitting this at exactly the right time to bring the program to a new level. Let me ask you this. Growing up and even later on in your career, who were the play-by-play guys that you loved the most in some of the different sports?
Oh, that's easy. I grew up in Longmont. So when I was growing up, we listened to the Denver Bears games, which was our AAA
sure,
form, you know, AAA team for the Montreal Expos. So Mark Holtz was the voice
oh, yeah,
of the Denver Bears.
Mark Holtz,
he became the he became the Astros play-by-play
yep,
guy and,
yep,
and the Rangers play-by-play guy, and he was phenomenal. He has since passed away of cancer. I was actually working in Dallas when he was doing the play-by-play for the Rangers, and he passed away. But he was phenomenal. Just great pipes, painted the picture, told the story. You felt like you were there.
Yep.
And you felt like you were, you know, he was your friend.
Yep.
So he was, to me, he was number one. And I grew up with him, and you know, listening to him and listening on the radio with my grandfather on,
sure,
on his driveway. He would smoke a cigar and listen to Denver Bears games in Longmont, and we probably listened to every one of their games.
Yeah, that's. I always go back to my childhood too. I grew up in California, and mm-hmm, it was a transistor radio with a headphone in my ear, listening to Vince Scully paint, as you just said, paint the picture. And it, you know, from the time I was 8 on, I was like, this is what I want to do. Someday I want to be a play-by-play broadcaster. I'm sure it was the same way for you.
Very, very few better than him. There's no question about that. I didn't grow up with Vince Scully. Now, this is what's funny. Coloradans will get this. I never heard of Marv Albert, right?
Really? Yeah.
I never heard of Marv Albert until, like, the 90s, right? I'm like, Marv Albert? You mean Al Albert?
Hey, Al Albert,
you know,
that's right. His bro, yeah.
Al Albert was our guy in Colorado when he did the ABA Nuggets and CU Buffs and numerous other, you know, teams around the area. But Al Albert, I was like, what? Al Albert has a brother? You know?
Yeah, that's Al's brother. That's right. Yeah.
That lives in New York.
That's
so
fantastic.
I'm all Colorado, Northern Colorado, the Rocky Mountain region, and I'm fired up because I love my friends in Wyoming as well. And this is just a great part of the country. My oldest brother graduated from CU.
Oh, fantastic.
From UNC. My dad graduated from UNC. My mom and dad went to school there. So, you know, coaches, teachers, all of them seem like they've gone to UNC or they graduated from UNC. So it's a special place, and I really want this thing to be, you know, on a different level, and I know that's what Coach McCaffrey and the athletic department are trying to make it.
Well, they got a lucky deal when you said yes to this thing. So, I cannot wait to get to have you to be able to shake your hand, get you up here. And when are you? I know you've got a lot of homework to do. You got to dig your head into all the UNC stuff. When are you likely to get up here and start doing some stuff on campus?
Actually, I moved up here.
You all, boom. Look at that.
So I moved up to Northern Colorado.
And
I'm telling you, that was a coincidence. So we're blessed. We're going to be in the Timnus area.
Sweet.
And the Eaton and Windsor area. So, and Greeley. So I'm going to be over there as much as I can. And you can follow me on Twitter at BlakeOlson1, the number one. And I'll try to, you know, I like to shoot video and still do the TV stuff. So I'll try to pick up my camera and try to edit some stuff and do content and put it on there for Bears fans and give you as much coverage as possible. Because we're going to make this big. We're going to try to win as many football games as possible and fill those stands.
Yeah, that's what we're after, too. And with all what you said with your family at Connections at UNC, it is an Olson family homecoming here as you get up
right.
You get up here to UNC. Man, I can't wait. I'm excited. As soon as I heard the news, I said that's not only a great broadcaster, but just a truly dynamic and wonderful human being. I appreciate the fact of, well, again, I'll go back and say how you opened the door for me and were so nice to me early on, but I know you don't remember that, but I will tell you thank you for that, and I cannot wait, Blake, to see you up here calling the Bears games.
Thank you, Clark. And I'm excited to do the games with Aaron as well.
You bet.
He's been outstanding. I appreciate him. I appreciate Brady and all you guys. And look forward to seeing you soon.
Big victory for KFKA, man. Thank you so much, Blake, for jumping on with us this morning.
Thank you. Have a great rest of the week.
Will do. Blake Olson, the new voice of UNC Bears football. That's exciting, folks. Love great news like this. And what we're trying to do here in this town is get people excited about Bears football. Second year for Coach McCaffrey. We get Blake Olson in the mix. Now, this is going to be fun this year. Let's get this. Let's fill the seats, like Blake said. Let him paint the picture for you, and we'll get things rocking and rolling. Thank you to Miranda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. She's local, folks. She's going to put your family in the perfect coverage, so you can sleep and rest at night. Not only that, she's going to explain it to you so you know how you're covered. It's about the experience with the agent. You can get it. Just Google insurance once and you get 400 texts the next day. Hey, I can help you with it. There's a million insurance agents. It's about the experience. It's about the agent. Are they there when you need them? Do they explain things to you? Do you know that they're covering your family the way it should be, the things that you need? It is Miranda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Give her a call today. 223-8700. Coming back in a moment, this is going to be fun. Nick Flaw. Do you guys know Brian Gary, co-host of our Good Morning NoCo with Tanner Schwint? Brian Gary, 30 years at K99 as the morning show host over there. Country Music Hall of Fame, a broadcasting phenomenon. His son was a phenomenon at Northridge High School as a student athlete. He's now the Holyoke girls golf coach. We'll talk to Nick Flaw when we come back right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, 11:38 on this Thursday, Allo Communications Studios. Clark and the coach, that was fun catching up with the new football voice for UNC football, Blake Olson. And now we jump on. First of all, I want to say thank you to Park Place Interiors. Folks right down there on 8th Avenue in downtown Greeley. Also out on the western portion of Main Street in Windsor as well. Folks, if you're looking for flooring or countertops, I tell you what, this is the place to go. Park Place Interiors, they're knocking it out of the park. And the value is what I keep saying with Kathy Foose and her great gang down there at Park Place Interiors. Jump in there or give them a call. Go to the website, Park Place interiorsco.com, and check out the clearance section there. You can check out everything else they do, of course, and ask about the remnants sale that they've got going on as well. So killing it here as they get to the summer sales at Park Place Interiors. We thank them for their sponsorship here on Clark and a Coach. We have some tickets to give away. Let's do that real quick. Saturday night, two nights from tonight, American bullfighting tickets. I've got a four-pack right here. Thank you to Buildings by Design for being our great ticket sponsor this year for the Greeley Stampede. But you want to take your family? You want to go? Four tickets for you right now, Saturday, free of charge. You just dial up 970-353-1310. Michael will take your call. First one to call is going to grab four tickets to the American Bullfighting Saturday at 1 p.m. It's an afternoon affair, so make sure you get that. Spend a great afternoon at the Greeley Stampede. American Bullfighting tickets right now, 353-1310. All right, let's go back to the Gould Parts Hotline. One of the greatest things I love doing is taking a stud who was at during his high school years and seeing what they've done down the road. This guy's really cool. Nick Flaw, who is the girls golf coach at Holyoke right now. We'll get into that story in a sec, but Nick joins us. Nick, how are you this morning?
Well, Clark, how are you? Appreciate the hype.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Okay, and I got to break it, right? And I told everybody already. So Brian Gary, who, of course, is a broadcasting stud, you know, one of the maybe the most well-known DJ-type broadcaster here in the state of Colorado. Now, we're so lucky to have Brian on Good Morning NoCo with Tanner Schwint in the morning. You got to check it out, folks. But that's dad for you. I mean, growing up, watching what he did, you know, Country Music Hall of Fame and stuff, did you ever get the bug and say, God, I want to go on the radio sometime?
Not so much. Public speaking and honestly, speaking in general was never really my thing. I kind of let him do that, and I kind of let my actions try to speak louder than my words. Boy. Kind of a yin and yang, you know?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, your actions, I'm just sitting here with your dad today talking, and I've gone back and done a little research myself. You were a stud at Northridge, man. Football, basketball, baseball, and then I get excited for the guys that were your coaches, because those are guys I have relationships with for the last 20 years out here. Jeff Fulton on the football side. Mike Houston, I mean, talk about icon. Everybody talks Danley up here. Mike Houston's 40 years of baseball. Iconic coach in Northern Colorado. Torrey Hansen for basketball. I mean, it was unbelievable. Tell me what you remember from Northridge. I mean, you were one of those guys who seemingly could pick up any kind of sports equipment and be great at it.
Well, yeah, it was a whole new opportunity. You know, along with Northridge, there was some other new schools that came about at that time too. You know, coming into it, you know, no juniors or seniors at the time, right?
Right.
So,
right.
You know, we had Mountain View over in Loveland come out at that time. Silver Creek was another school. Legacy.
Wow.
Was another high school. I do recall our very first football game was against Legacy. And we all know Legacy now is basically a 5A powerhouse,
sure.
If I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, that was our first game. You know, I recall those moments very well. But, yeah, just it was a brand new thing, a brand new opportunity. You know, new Mike, Coach Houston there, you know, even prior to high school a little bit. And, yeah, I mean, you talk about all those coaches and all those people that kind of inspired me. And, you know, I think all these people, too, what they have in common is they like to develop.
Sure.
You know, they all have their, you know, their roots and their pedigree and whatnot. But they were all about the development and having fun as well. They're all very big inspirations to me. Jeff Fulton, obviously, like you mentioned, Mike Houston, Torrey Hansen. Not to mention also on the basketball side, Mike Crespin, Ryan Rose.
Oh, yeah. Remember Crespin, yep.
All good people, you know, and even on the golf side of things, you know, my senior year had Dave McCleave. I believe he's the head golf professional over at Southridge over
wow.
in Fort Collins.
Yep.
He was an All-American golfer at Wyoming. So, you know, learning from him, And also another guy, Kenny Anderson. He's the player development guy, I believe, out at Windsor, and I think we all know what Windsor Golf does nowadays.
No kidding, yeah.
They're all over the map, so
all right,
a lot of good people.
So, Nick, tell me this, because it's usually you see a golfer and they've been, you know, knocking the ball around since they were 4 years old. You didn't play on a team in golf until your junior year in high school, is that right?
Sophomore year.
Okay.
Yeah. Played football my freshman year, and then kind of, just like, well, I think I have a chance in golf, you know. So went out for golf sophomore year, and then junior year I was like, oh man, I think I could do football. So I did both, and I played four sports that season. I really have a hard time talking about myself here, Clark, but I'll do my best.
No,
The
other cool thing, too, Nick, was you got to play. Not very many kids do this. Not very many student-athletes do this. You play golf and football at the same time?
Yeah. It was a learning curve. Jeff knew what he was doing a little bit. I mean, I started as a quarterback a freshman year, but then, when I came back that junior year, I kind of filled in as a wideout. Ran a spread offense.
Sure.
So, I'm sitting number, wide receiver 3, 4, so I'm not in a whole lot, but enough to, where I can pick up on some of those things, mid season, because golf is basically over by the time, third, fourth, fifth game of the season rolls around, and
you
add postseason for football. So you can jump in and make that do and shoot anymore. I see a lot of these kids just stretching themselves so thin and, trying to do so much.
It's fun to see all the names that are on the sheet that I prepped on the sheet. And you battled Gage Ostoff for quarterback at Northridge. And Gage went on to be the offensive coordinator under Jeff there later on in his career.
Yes. Gage did a really, really good job. He was very smart, knew the playbook very well, and a hell of an athlete, too. Hell of an athlete. So.
Talking with Nick Flaw, of course, out here. Nick is the son of Brian Gary, our morning show host with Tanner Schwint, a stud athlete at Northridge, and now the Holyoke girls golf coach. We'll talk about that in a second. Flaw, FLAA. Here's one of the best headlines I've ever heard. Brian's talking to me today, your dad, and he says, "Yeah, when Nick was like 11 or 12, he goes he pitched a perfect game in his rec or club ball, whatever you were playing in baseball, and the paper the next day, it just said flawless, FLAALESS. That's one of the greatest headlines ever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I've heard my name. I've heard every pronunciation of the name. I like to tell people I'm flawless or I have many flaws. I'll let you determine that here after a while. So, and maybe your listeners can determine that as well. So,
very cool.
Yeah. No, good times, man. Good times. Baseball was a lot of good core memories with baseball. And Mike Houston, from Little League stuff to high school, all the way up into Gojos and Legion Ball and whatnot. So a lot of good times.
All right. How much did you, Brian was telling me, your dad was telling me, there was a time where you were caddying for different people, not just golfers, but professional entertainers. Tell me some of the folks that you got to caddy for. I think you caddied in Arizona, different places. And that's what a great lead in from going from caddying to now being the golf coach at Holyoke.
Yeah, so after after college, I graduated from Ames Community College, and just decided to travel and kind of honestly pursue a little bit of my golf career. There was a brief moment in my life where I actually thought I could do something in golf, but when you get out there, man, there's a lot of good golfers out there, and so reality hit home pretty quick. But I got to meet a lot of cool people along the way. Like you mentioned, I worked at the TPC Scottsdale in Arizona.
Right.
I worked in Las Vegas as well. And actually where I'm at now in Holyoke, back in 2005, there was a brand new course built out here by a renowned architect, Tom Doak. It's called Ballyneal Golf Club.
Right.
It's a walking-only facility. Growing up in Greeley, is like, that's only a couple-hour drive, so I'm going to head out there, check it out. I came out here in 2008, and shoot, really never left. Met a girl, and now I'm stuck. But, yeah, I ran into some great people out here. Had the privilege of walking around the course with George Karl,
wow.
Former coach of the Nuggets. Ran into Lance Armstrong, you know, worked for some pros as well down in Arizona. Kevin Streelman,
sure.
Kind of some, you know, not necessarily A-listers, but you know, hanging around some good people, you know. And I've been blessed, you know, like we were just speaking above, the, you know, some high school mentors and coaches and things like that were very big on development of kids, not just in the craft, but in life, you know. Just was very blessed to be around all these people and all these great things. So
yeah, you said you went to Holyoke and met a girl. Come on now. So give Kia a little bit more than that. I mean, that's your wife.
Yeah.
Now let's talk talk about the family a little bit. Kersey is your daughter.
Yeah.
She's in the drive, chip, and putt competition right now.
Yeah, so yeah, she really didn't have a choice. I mean, she does, I suppose, now. But, you know, I've been coaching high school girls golf out here in Holyoke since 2004,
mm-hmm.
or 2014, my apologies.
Right.
And that was actually when the program first started. Holyoke didn't have a program, so we started from the ground up. You know, those first few years, 2017 is when I believe Chatha initiated a 3A conference in golf. But prior to that, it was just 4 and 5A golf.
Sure.
So my daughter Kersey was born in 2014. So basically she was laying on a blanket on the driving range.
That's right.
You know, as soon as she was able to. So, so she's competing in the drive, chip, and putt just this last week, or a few weeks ago, got past the local qualifying at Collindale, and now we're preparing for sub regionals down at Murphy Creek and Aurora. So, and it's just a fun thing, right? I mean, it's about meeting people, meeting friends, seeing what you got. And, you know, I don't think she realizes how good she is, but, you know, I like to think she's on the right track. So, but yeah, my wife Kia, she was an athlete too. You know, she holds the school record for shot put. She was a shot put discus thrower. She went to Doane University. And I believe that was in Crete, Nebraska, but very good athlete, all-state basketball player, 2A runner-up in basketball as well.
Wow.
So she's a stud. She's a force. So we're just trying to, you know, our lives are now about our kids. So, yeah, I got a 7-year-old, soon to be 8-year-old this August in Kersey, and I got a 4-year-old in Nixon. And
Nixon Diggs Flaw. Gotta love that.
Nixon Diggs, Diggs after Stephon Diggs.
After Stephon Diggs and the Minneapolis Miracle. You got to love that stuff, no doubt. I got a couple minutes left, Nick, and then I got to let you go.
Okay.
Tell me about Holyoke Golf. First time to the state tournament this year for the Holyoke girls golf team. Numbers are great, I hear, so things are really going well there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, and I just, like I was mentioning with those other mentors that I had about the development, right?
I mean,
I think some people get caught up in kind of the win at all costs mentality, you know, in some cases. I get that, right? I get that. Yeah, I think there's a balance with that, but we are about creating just fun energy, creating a safe place for kids to go and just introducing kids to the game. I mean, I had 13 kids on the golf team this year. The basketball team only had 12.
Wow.
So,
wow.
You know, so we're doing big things. Like you said, we competed as a team this year and stayed for the first time in school history. I referenced that we moved to a 3A classification in 2017, and I've had a state qualifier ever since that happened. So, and six different girls, not repeat performers. So we've had different breeds coming through. We're a small town. You know, we're kids do everything.
Yep.
And the more I do the coaching, Clark, the more I see it's just, we are fighting for these kids' time more than I can ever imagine.
Sure.
I remember doing these things, but you know, I just don't remember all the hustle and bustle. I mean, so much of it. I mean, you really have to buy these kids' time, and there's so much going on.
Well, appreciate what you do. I say that to coaches all the time, man. It takes a great commitment, and mentors like you knocking it out of the park. Appreciate what you do, and always love catching up with the studs from the past, man. I'll say hello to your dad for you, but Nick, thanks for jumping on with us, and we'll catch up with you again soon, okay?
Sounds great, Clark. Love the programming.
You bet. Thank you so much. That's Nick Flaw, the girls' golf coach down at Holyoke. Since 2014, took him to the state tournament for the first time, just doing it the right way. That's a stud athlete who seemingly could do just about anything he wanted on a court or a field or wherever you put him. He was terrific. All right, we'll come back in a moment, wrap up the program here. Thank you, of course, to our friends at Quality Well and Pump, 353-3118. Anything anything that has to do with water, it's the Big Red Q Quality Well and Pump. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program from the Allo Communications Studios. It's Clark and the Coach. Bruce will be back tomorrow with us after he gets done with his kids' camps today. So look forward to that. Tomorrow on the program, Pooter basketball coach Jeff Brubaker is going to join us. Loveland basketball coach Chris Gebhardt will jump in with us as well. So we'll talk team camps, what that looks like for those teams. It's going to be a fun season to get with Coach Dick all year and kind of get that behind-the-curtains look at the second year with his Lampkins coming up here. I think they're going to be very improved, too, so should be fun. Also, on tomorrow's show, Bruce and I started to break down our best MLB position-by-position players over the last 50 years. And we got through the infielders and catchers, I think. We have outfielders and pitchers to go. We'll finish that up tomorrow as well. So all kinds of good stuff right there. Thank you to Blake Olson, the new voice for UNC Bears football coming up this year. Blake's terrific broadcaster and even a better person. So that'll be fun. His excitement, I can't wait for that coming to UNC football. And also Nick Flaw. That is the son of our morning show co-host Brian Gary, as Nick jumped in, talked about his run at Northridge as a student athlete and how that has transported him to Holyoke to meet his wife, have two great kids, and take a girls' golf team there to new levels. Whole show's coming up next, folks, right here, 1310 KFKA.